Welcome to Evangelism on Fire podcast. My name is Mark Thomas, an ordained pastor, a teacher of the best-selling book of all time, your host, and most importantly, your evangelism coach. And each week, I bring you an on-fire message to empower and coach you to live the most exciting life God has created you to live by actively sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I'm so thankful for our time together today. It's such an honor spending time with you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. This podcast will truly inspire you, and I believe that it will inspire so many people that you know. And if you're inspired and feeling moved to share this, then please message some friends. Post this on social media and let people know about this episode so we can get this message out there more. I appreciate you and everyone listening right now. And a quick reminder, please subscribe to our Evangelism on Fire over on Apple Podcast right now and leave us a review at the end of this episode of the part that you were inspired by the most. And spread the message of Evangelism on Fire forward.
The youth today represent the future of our country. Many of them are putting their hope in everything other than God. They are being deceived. Grandparents aren't taking their grandkids to church like they did in the past. The church has been dwindling, which means the younger generation is not hearing about God and His Word nearly as much as they used to. That's why it is so important for us to get in front of them and make sure that worldly desire is not leading them astray. We want to let them know that there is hope for them through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. In order to do this and to make an impact, we need your help. We need you to join us on this mission of being an inspiration for the younger generation. To do this, become a partner at Evangelism on Fire Ministry. Being a partner means making a commitment to give whatever you can to help us on our mission. We can't do this without you. We can't do this without the support of God's kingdom. Let's reach the world with the most important message that exists, the gospel message. Join us for the plans we have for ministry in 2023 by becoming an Evangelism on Fire Ministry partner by going to today's show notes and clicking on the giving link to become a monthly partner by setting up a monthly donation or go to our website, evangelismonfire.com. Click on the donate button to give a monthly reoccurring donation or a one-time gift. Thank you for joining us to give hope to the world.
Hey there, Evangelism on Fire Nation. My name is Jerry Howard. You may remember me as your business coach, but I bet you didn't know that I'm also the failure expert. I earned this illustrious title by landing myself in jail over 10 times, but God had a better plan. He took me from handcuffs to hospitals in 0 to 60. I just love to shatter that glittering image and reveal true authenticity about who we really are in Christ. If you're looking for a Christian communicator for your next event or retreat, connect with me at jerryhowardspeaks.com. That's Jerry with a J, howardspeaks.com. I'll see you soon.
Evangelism on Fire Nation. Hey, what is going on? Welcome to today's show. This is a fresh show for you. This is a brand new episode just dropped today, just for your ears. Today's show is called 10 Benefits of Sharing the Boom. If you have not heard last week's episode, episode 137, 10 Reasons You Should Share the Boom, go back, listen to that episode, come back, jump on today's show. That way, if you follow that sequence, you will get the most out of today's episode. And look, I want you to receive every benefit that God has for you through obedience of sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Our quote of the day is from Charles Spurgeon. He is known for saying this: to be a soul winner is the happiest thing in the world. And with every soul you bring to Jesus Christ, you seem to get a new heaven here upon earth. Man, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a good deal to me, and I'll take some more of that action. Come on now. Today's scripture is Psalm 103:2, and it goes like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. One thing that I love about the New Testament is that the New Testament paints a beautiful picture in which every disciple of Christ is normally and naturally involved in evangelism as much as in Bible study, prayer, and corporate worship. From the brand new Christian to a Christian that has been saved or born again for 70, 80, 90, 100 years, sharing the gospel is necessary and it's an integral part to a growing life in Christ. I've got some beautiful news for you. If you are a Christian, you should be a disciple maker yourself. And that starts with evangelism. That starts with sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Jesus modeled this for you, for us, in Mark 1:14 and 15, in Matthew 9:35, and trained his apostles to do the same in Mark 6:7 through 13, in Luke 10:1-12. Evangelism on Fire Nation, I'm not going to read or share those verses of scripture with you. Man, I want you to take this opportunity or whenever you have time to go back yourselves and look at these scriptures. Do a deep dive, a deep study on these scriptures and see what God's word has to say to you. After you read these scriptures, keep in mind that only a few days later, Jesus said that they would be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. You'll find that in Acts 1:8. Think about this. God has called you, yes, you, to be his witnesses. Where your feet are now, in every place your feet will walk. Hey, stop what you're doing right now. Pause, stand up if you can. Look down at your feet. Your platform to share the gospel message. Your platform to engage in the mission of the Great Commission. Your platform to share God's message of love. The gospel message is everywhere your feet are. That's your mission field. Everywhere your feet walk to, every place that you're standing, that's the place that God desires for you and has mandated and commissioned you to share his love. That's your platform, wherever your feet are. Wherever you are at that very moment in time, man, that's your platform. Take advantage of it. Use it for God's glory to share his gospel message with as many people as you can. Hey, sharing of the gospel with family, friends, and strangers is to be a normal and regular part of our Christian life. Check out this amazing fact. From the very first weeks and months after the Pentecost, people were being saved every day. Check out Acts 2:47 and see what it has to say about that fact. Evangelism was immediately a part of their new life of discipleship to the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And evangelism needs to be an immediate part or a continuous part in your life of following Jesus Christ. All right, hey, if you're ready to go on this journey with me to discover 10 ways that treating evangelism as a necessary part of your Christian walk will help you grow and mature as a Christ follower, hey, come and discover the benefits of evangelism. First benefit, evangelism helps keep the gospel central in our lives. The gospel creates the church. Hey, I want you to do a Bible study. While your Bibles are out, check out Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It's our chief message. The gospel message is our chief message we are to take to the world. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 3. The gospel powers our growth in Christ. Take a look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Therefore, we ought to do everything in our power to keep it central to our lives. Look, Evangelism on Fire Nation, we know that the world, our flesh, and the devil will do everything they can to move it out of our view. We've got to fight. We got to contend to make the gospel message central in our lives. And one of the greatest ways to do that is when we share the gospel message on a regular basis, actively as a lifestyle of our faith in Christ, man, we remain intimate with Christ. Christ's power is within us. And that benefit equals to being the most joyful, alive Christ follower that you could possibly be. G.A. Carson has said that one way we preserve the gospel is by working hard to pass it on to others. Evangelism helps us maintain the gospel message as the engine of a growing life in Christ. Benefit number two, evangelism deepens our understanding of the most fundamental truths of Scripture. Gospel conversations with non-Christians force us to better grasp the central underpinning truths of God's Word. Issues like God's character, His holiness, and wrath, man's creation in God's image, sin, grace, the cross of Christ, and judgment all come into a very sharp laser focus. We have to think through explaining these concepts to different people in different circumstances. And we learn better how these truths lace together all of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. One of the clearest verses on the discipleship benefits of evangelism is Philemon 1:6. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Truth bomb right here, knowing something and explaining it to someone who doesn't understand it or believe it are two different things. These treasured truths become clearer to us as we explain them to others. Here's the third benefit of sharing the boom. Properly motivated evangelism grows your love for God and your neighbor. All people are called to wholeheartedly love God and other people. You can find that truth bomb in Mark 12:28-31. Sharing our faith because we love God and people stokes the fire of this love all the more within us. Listen, I have never seen properly motivated evangelism do the opposite. I've never seen it and I never will. Evangelism on Fire Nation, I'm here to tell you this truth for your benefit. I want you to feel this. I want you to know this. If you've not led someone to Christ, I can only describe to you the joy of seeing the transforming power of the gospel newly at work in a person. Listen, there is no greater experience to have but to experience this type of experience. To see their heart broken for their sin breaks my heart fully for my sin. To see them revel in the freedom of forgiveness makes me want to drink it in all more myself. I want some more of that action. Experiencing the privilege of leading someone to Christ reminds us of how much more powerful, holy, and merciful God is than we think Him to be. Likewise, when we share the message of the gospel hope with others, Christ promises us benefits. What are those benefits? That sometimes they will reject it and perhaps reject us as well. And that truth is found in John 15:18-20. When that happens, my heart is more broken over the imprisonment and blindness that sin brings. It brings a laser focus within my own self, the coming judgment with greater urgency. And I wonder again why God would save me just as much a sinner as the person who rejected me in the gospel message. It reminds me of how God reached down in my life when I was deep in my sin, near death, and how He saved me with His grace, with His love, with His mercy. And man, it makes me want to give out His love in the same way God gave me His law. You want to talk about a benefit? Man, that's a powerful benefit that God wants to give to you, wants to give to me. He wants to give that to all His children. Why would you want to miss out on that benefit? Look, you don't want to miss out on this benefit that God has for you. Here's the fourth benefit of sharing the boom. Evangelism prompts unexpected questions and objections from non-Christians, which can deepen our faith. As I live out my personal life, actively sharing my faith in Jesus with others, you know, actively evangelizing the gospel message, I've had other non-believers who have asked me questions about who God is, about who Jesus is, about heaven, about hell, that have consistently strengthened my faith as I turn to God seeking wise answers to answer their questions. I have had the opportunity to explain what followers of Christ really believe. Full transparency, I cannot always answer the questions immediately that the people have for me when I'm evangelizing the gospel message. But as I turn to God and His Word for answers, my faith is always strengthened every single time. Sharing my faith puts me in a position to hear objections and find answers to the questions that I would never have asked on my own. Man, that's a benefit of sharing the boom with others. Here's the fifth benefit of sharing the boom. Here it is, right here. Evangelism protects us from mistakenly assuming that those around us are, say, unregenerate people. You know, people who are lost, hurting, people who are unchurched, people who are far away from God. They cannot be discipled in any biblical sense. They do not and cannot grow in godliness, as Paul speaks about in Romans chapter 8, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. Evangelism on Fire Nation, go back and read those verses of scripture with your own eyes. Hey, here's a great danger for the church today. It's assuming the salvation of people who simply claim the label Christian are involved in church activities. Not being careful about who we consider to be born again often has its roots in unbiblical views of conversion. And here's another truth bomb for you, Evangelism on Fire Nation. Sometimes fear of man dissuades us from taking the risk of offending a professing believer by suggesting they may not be trusting in Christ after all. I've seen it so many times in the church that I pastor. I'll share the gospel in every small group that I lead. In 50% of each of the small groups that I lead, you know, people who have been attending church for years come to a realization that they haven't given their life to Jesus. They haven't surrendered their life to Jesus. And it's an assumption that we cannot make. But making the gospel a part of our everyday conversation will often result in nominal Christians actually being born again of the Spirit. Hey, we got to keep this in mind. The sower spread the seed liberally, seemingly without consideration for where it landed. He sowed the seed on path of rocks, thorny soil, as mentioned in Mark 4:2-8. And here is the parable of the farmer scattering seed. Check this out. He taught them by telling them many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Here it is. Listen. Hey, this is Jesus speaking. So when Jesus says listen, I don't know about you, but I think it's a good idea to listen. Ha, come on, somebody. Listen. A farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns and grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as he had planted. Then Jesus went on to say this. Listen to this, guys. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Look, Jesus is calling us to listen and to understand about the benefits of sharing the boom with as many people as we can. As the sower, we too should share the gospel broadly and without discrimination, allowing our sovereign God to use it however He sees fit to save the lost as well as to encourage all believers. Here's the sixth benefit of sharing the boom. Evangelism increases the likelihood of being persecuted for the gospel, which leads to our growth. Yes, persecution is not a bad thing, Evangelism on Fire Nation. We've got to get that myth out of our head. Persecution is not a bad thing. It's a good thing because it leads to more spiritual growth. Persecution, yes, is a benefit. I love what it says in Romans 5, chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. Let me remind you what it says. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Oh, here's another truth bomb in today's show. I don't know about you, but I'm not seeking to suffer for anything, okay? I'm not looking to suffer, but we should be prepared to embrace suffering for the gospel's sake if it ever happens. Come on. Why? Because suffering, because of our evangelism, should be an encouragement to us as it was in the early church, as we find in Acts 5:41. Check that verse out. And sharing our faith helps ensure that we will suffer because of the gospel itself, rather because of unwise decisions or giving needless offense. This is something that I want us to grasp today. I want us to have a laser focus on this truth bomb right here. Suffering for our proclamation of the gospel can deepen. Let me say that again. Can deepen, one more time, can deepen our faith as we look to our suffering Savior. Here's number 7, benefits of sharing the boom. I briefly mentioned this in one of the other benefits, but I want to bring a laser focus to the 7th benefit of sharing the boom. You experience authentic joy. You were designed for joy, but biblical joy is not a feeling based on our circumstances, but based on our abiding relationship with Jesus. You can read about that in the 15th chapter of John. Joy comes from the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians 5:22 through 23. As we discover our life purpose of enjoying God and exalting Him in all aspects of our life. Do you know that oftentimes believers wonder why they lack the joy or experience little victory over sin or feel restless and frustrated in their walk with Jesus? Man, it's because no one has taught them how to have a daily life-giving relationship with God through the Holy Spirit based on the finished work of Jesus. God never intended His children to feel this way. He gives us His word in His spirit to know Him. And knowing Him, you know, knowing God leads to loving everything about Him, including His will in His ways. When you take the steps of trusting obedience to share your faith in Jesus with others, man, let me tell you what's going to happen. Your love grows and your joy flows. What? Let me say that again. Your love grows and your joy flows. Evangelism on Fire Nation, that's what I pray for you daily. Sharing the boom with others will not be easy at all times, but living your faith with God at the center is what we were created for. It's what we were made for. Inviting the Holy Spirit to work in and through you as you evangelize the boom, as you share the gospel message and God's love with others, gives you a front row seat to see lives changed through Jesus. You want to talk about a benefit? That is a powerful benefit that God wants you to experience, that I want you to experience. Man, I love what 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 has to say. So we cared for you because we loved you so much. We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Listen to this amazing truth right here. God has already prepared the path for you to take. He has created you to live your life on purpose. As you take the steps to share your faith and make disciples, you experience profound joy because you are working with God to fulfill your divine design. Oh, you're excited to hear the 8th benefit of sharing the boom with others? Hey, here it is. You deepen your friendship with Jesus. As you share your faith with others and equip them to do the same, your friendship with Jesus grows even stronger. You may be asked questions you are unsure how to answer. So you look to the Bible, you look to the best-selling book of all time, God's Word, the Bible. The beautiful reality is that the Holy Spirit meets you inside the pages of the best-selling book of all time to guide you to truth. You can find that truth in John 16:13. Check it out, right? Check it out. Or he may speak through a spiritually mature believer. Either way, the result is a fuller knowledge of God, which deepens your friendship with him. And my prayer for you is the same prayer found in Philemon 1:6. Right here, right now, this is my prayer for you. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. I pray that in the almighty name of Jesus over you right now. Someone give me an amen. Come on. So sharing your faith in Jesus with others is a natural overflow of your growing relationship when you know his wills, his ways, and his word. The more you intentionally seek to share your faith, the more you will understand God's will and purpose for your life. I had to say that a second time because I want you to have that mindset every second of your day. There is no greater joy than seeing someone go from darkness to light, from spiritual death to spiritual life, as John 5:24 talks about. Sharing the boom with others, witnessing to others, is another way the Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to you. Benefit number 9 of sharing the boom, you take an important step to fulfill your purpose. God created you to enjoy and exalt him in every aspect of your life. You see his purpose for humanity right in the opening pages of Scripture, and his plan has never changed. His plan is the same. He wants a close relationship with you. He divinely designed you at this time and place to know him and to help others do the same. Listen, Evangelism on Fire Nation, you are God's masterpiece, and he created you to live your purpose in 3 ways: to love and obey God, to love everyone, and to make disciples. And here is the 10th benefit of sharing the boom. And the truth is, Evangelism on Fire Nation, I can go on and on and on in today's episode speaking about benefits of sharing the boom with others. But hey, I'm going to land the plane right here at benefit number 10. Share with purpose. When you live your life purposed and sharing the boom with others, know that you will fulfill it uniquely. Uniquely as the individual that God has created you to be. God has given us different relationships, skills, resources, and places. So fulfilling this purpose, the purpose of sharing the boom, will look different in each of our lives. Through the Bible, we learn how God relates to his people. God loves us and gives us a purpose. We show our love to God by trusting him and fulfilling his purposes for us. When we fulfill our purpose, God blesses others through us. You know, I like to think of it this way. For God so loved the world that he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Hey, check that out in 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20. This is a priceless gift of sharing our faith. It is for our own good, for others' blessings, and for God's glory. You want to talk about benefits? Man, those are the best benefits you will ever receive in your life. Truth bomb. Jesus already did the hardest part. He calls us to share his good news and equip others to do the very same thing. Hey, we quickly learn in the best-selling book of all time how much God loves us and includes us in his work to reconcile the world to himself. Hey, here's a truth bomb that's going to be a little difficult for me to share with you, but hey, I love you so much. This is a truth bomb that I must share with you. That not sharing your faith is a violation of God's command. He wants you to share the gospel message. He wants you to share the boom, not out of obligation, but out of your love for him. He loves you regardless of whether you share your faith or not. Thankfully, Jesus' mission is always to seek and save the lost. And guys, you know where to find that. You find that in Luke 19:10. As a disciple maker, he entrusts you. Yes, make it personal. He entrusts you with his message. It is an honor to share his love with a love-starved world. Hey, it is our honor to share the boom with as many people as we can on planet Earth. Each one, reach one. That's our mission. Each one, reach one. Evangelism on Fire Nation. Here's something that I want to encourage you with as we close out today's show. And I want to encourage you to think about this when you're sharing your faith in Jesus with others. I want you to dream with me. I want you to visualize this with me. What would happen if you discipled one person just this year? Then next year, that person started discipling one person. The following year, everyone who had been discipled started discipling one new person. In 30 years, if this disciple-making cycle continued, more than 1 billion people would come to faith in Christ. Truth bomb, God can change your family, your community, and your nation through you. Maybe in the past you've been afraid to share the boom, or maybe you're just not quite sure how to share your faith in Jesus with others. Continue to listen to our weekly Evangelism on Fire episodes to learn how to share Jesus with others with confidence and make a decision today to be a life learner on just how to share the boom with at least one person in your life, leading them to Jesus as their Savior and leader before your time on earth is done. Boom. Thanks so much for your time with me today. It's been an amazing time. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey of sharing your faith in Jesus with others. Make sure to check out the show notes for a description of today's show along with other details. And also make sure to share this with a friend and subscribe over on Apple Podcasts as well. I really appreciate feedback, Evangelism on Fire Nation, so share a review on Apple and let me know what part of this episode resonated with you the most. And if no one has told you lately, God loves you, I love you, you matter, and you have divine purpose. Now, it's time to go out there and share the boom, the gospel message with others. Make sure to join me for our next episode.